WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. A rally today by men and women in brown, hoping to get more money, cooler delivery truck cabs, and other benefits after talks with UPS resume. The Teamsters Union rally in Atlanta. Happening as the union says contract talks with UPS are scheduled to resume in Washington Tuesday. The union representing thousands of UPS pilots days ago said they will not cross picket lines if Teamsters strike on August 1st. Another busload of people from south of the border who are seeking asylum in the U.S. has been sent from Texas to Union Station in Los Angeles. This word from Mayor Karen Bass's office. Her Honor says city and county departments and a coalition of nonprofits and religious organizations are helping. Another day of weather that's too hot from California to Florida. About 2,000 people, including tourists, were told to evacuate from the Greek island of Rhodes, where a large wildfire has been burning for days. This firefighting team from Slovakia arrived to help. This is ABC News. Rare celebrity reveal, ABC's Janae Norman.
An emotional and candid Jamie Foxx.
I went to hell and back.
The Oscar-winning actor opening up for the first time since his serious health scare.
I went through something that I thought I would never, ever go through.
The Ray star made headlines back in April when he suffered a medical emergency while filming the Netflix film, pausing production after he was rushed to an Atlanta-area hospital. Fox telling fans he was intentional about staying out of the limelight.
Team USA going for a third straight World Cup in New Zealand, but even as the team beat Vietnam, ABC's Maggie Rulli on the pressure.
There is so much at stake right now for Team USA. It did feel sort of tense sometimes in the stadium for Team USA, but there was this one moment where the entire crowd erupted. It was when the legend Megan Rapinoe ran out as a substitute. This is her fourth World Cup. She's been here before, and you could just tell she knew what she was doing out on that field.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And it's the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 join Max Inc. Radio in sponsoring Atwood Fest 2023, presented by Lake Ridge Bank. Rock the Block on Madison's East Side, July 29th and 30th. Three stages, 30 bands, local crafts and food, and your favorite Wisconsin beers.
Rock out to the hard blues of New York City's Jane Lee Hooker, headlining the Clyde's Stubblefield stage on Sunday, July 30th.
For the full band lineup, visit AtwoodFest.com. Rock the block with Atwood Fest, July 29th and 30th. It's Atwood Fest 2023.
I'm gonna roll with the punches. I'm gonna take my sweet time. I'm gonna go nice and easy. Oh, I'm telling you that I'm feeling lucky, like nothing.
that I could get in my car and drive to you.
Civic Media, the double dip of Jane Lee Hooker to kick off Max Inc. Radio for this Saturday evening. That is Drive. Lucky before that, and we're oh so lucky because Jane Lee Hooker is coming to Atwood Fest. Atwood Fest, of course, July 29th and 30th. Jane Lee Hooker will be on the Clyde's Double Fill stage, closing out the night on Sunday, July 30th. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker and Terry Barr.
Hello, good evening
to you all.
What's happening, Jimmy?
Not much, man. How you doing? Jane Lee Hooker, we were just talking about them. And Rocker, they're on tour over in Europe right now.
Are they going to get back in time?
Actually, they're back from tour.
Oh,
okay, they're back in time, but they just got off a giant tour. They were in all kinds of countries, including Belgium, Denmark, Germany, France, Spain, all through the month of May and June.
Oh, I bet they're so happy to be back at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know they've had some big things going on. And, you know, obviously, as we like to call it, the before time, a lot of that had to go away. So they are just cranking it out right now. And they're going to be at Atwood Fest. I'm so excited.
When they were at Atwood Fest last time, what was it, 17, 18, something like that?
Yeah.
They were incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Just incredible. They, I think they, after the show, they were on the Heritage stage. They
They took time to meet the fans, sign autographs, take pictures. Yep. Mrs. Gay got a picture with them and a drumstick.
Yeah, yep, they sure did. And, you know, they came back to Ortenfest one other time, and it was kind of, I think, a rainy, cold day for them on that time. And then we tried to bring them back to Atwood Fest for a return performance, but guess what? They were always touring Europe. And so this time we finally really had some luck where they said, oh, you know, we're going to be back in the States literally just before Atwood Fest. So I was like, oh, and then we got them. And so, you know what? They turned this into a little Midwest tour.
Of course they did. That's what they do.
Right. You know, they're from New York City. So they're going to come out here. And then July 28th, they're going to be playing in Chicago before they get up into the Wisconsin area. They're going to be with the Evictions and the Cosmic Kicks at the Liars Club. And then they're going to be playing the Prairie Dog Blues Fest.
Oh, yeah, that's coming
on Saturday, July 29th. Yeah. And then they'll swing out here to Madison for July 30th.
Oh,
so they got a little mini Midwestern.
And they don't
tour.
Stop. They don't stop. I'm so happy they're actually stopping for us in Madison.
Oh,
it's like I said, we're lucky here.
Ooh, yes.
Hey, so Atwood Fest, we're going to talk more about it later on in the show. It's happening the 29th, Saturday the 29th, Sunday the 30th. You can get the full band lineup, all the details at atwoodfest.com. Folks, we have a great show for you tonight. We have, as always, a star-packed show.
Mm-hmm.
Rocker, what's happening tonight, man?
Oh, Jimmy, I'll tell you in just 1 second. I know that we have Mustard Fest.
Yeah, Barry Levinson from
Barry Levinson. We're going to be talking to him. And then the Steepwater Band, they're coming to Atwood Fest, and we're going to get Jeff Massey on the phone.
And they've been all over the country.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they're
man.
On tour.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 8:30, Jimmy.
Sugar Maple Music Festival.
That's right.
That's happening August 4th and 5th. And we're talking to Erin. She's one of the volunteers and organizers with Sugar Maple. Looking forward to talking with her about what they're expecting this year.
Love to hear what you're... Oh, go ahead, Rocker. I'm
and sorry. Then Maxine Kevy.
Yeah!
Oh, yes.
Mr. Greg Delman from Studio 301 in Portage. We'll hear about what's going on up there.
And, of course, East Central Last Crack at 11 o'clock.
Storm. Raise you up. Be what you wanna be. I'm your stepping stone. Raise you up, see what you came to see. For the taste of your sweetness, always sweeter than nectarine. You take two steps back, three steps forward, and you know where it's at, and you know what to go for. Thank you.
Yes, I feel what you want, baby. Rest assured, I've got what you need.
Radio and Civic Media, we are local music, the Steepwater, the People Brothers Band there with Stepping Stone. Hey, we got the Mustard Museum, Barry Levinson coming in. We're going to talk about National Mustard Day. We're going to talk about Mustard Fest. We're going to talk about mustard. No ketchup. Kelsey Miles now and Save My Soul on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Strings my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing. And I lose myself in the light. Change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Lesson in Keeping Quiet. That's Candace Griffin from her new album, A Decade of Keeping Quiet, on Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media. I love Candace Griffin's music. It is so good, Terry.
She is so, and of course she's on the radio right here. She's so radio ready.
Exactly.
I mean, that is a voice that deserves to be on the radio.
You asked me 30 seconds before the song was over, the CD release party has happened yet. I don't know if it has.
Okay, I'm going to try to look it up real quick. So
well,
while you
guys are looking, mm-hmm. I might remind you that Candace Griffin will actually be on the radio with us in the Devil's Lair at our new studio on State Street. The date is coming up August 26th. So Candace Griffin will be right here performing with us live.
I cannot wait for that. I'm not sure, Terry, but I think she had her CD release at B-Rock a couple weeks ago.
Oh, it was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
it was.
But she has her, she played Cargo Coffee tonight. Mm-hmm. She'll be at next Thursday at Rhythm on the Lake in Salem, Wisconsin.
She's got a bunch of shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming up. And if you wanted to check her out, I mean, I think so worth it because we had her for just a little taste of her new music. Mm. I'm so excited she's going to be back in August. That's going to be really cool.
We got the Steepwater Band coming up here. And let me ask y'all, let me just set the scene for you. You get the grill out, you grill some brats, all right? You chop up some onions.
Yum, yum, yum.
What do you put on those brats? Some mustard, right?
Correct.
Right.
How about that pastrami sandwich?
Oh, man, you got to put some brown mustard on that.
There's so many different kinds of mustards, it would make your head spin. Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Are we going to learn about it?
We are. We're going to talk with Barry Levinson from the Mustard Museum. Mustard Fest is coming up August 5th. That's on the way here on Max Inc. Radio.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Let's meet at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, handcrafted in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Enjoy lunch or dinner on the patio with live music and good times. The Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, 132 Market Street, and online at fullmilebeercompany.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Hey, this is Dave from Lucky Mastering, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. That's John Messino there and one of his latest songs, New Age Jam. And John Messino is going to be playing at the Mustard Festival in Middleton, Wisconsin on National Mustard Day, hosted by the Mustard Museum.
Yeah. Right here in Middleton.
You see how that all tied together.
That was well done.
It's so awesome. Barry Levinson from the Mustard Museum is on the phone with us right now. Hey, Barry, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm really good. Great to talk to you and to talk about National Mustard Day coming up Saturday, August 5th.
So mustard does have its own day.
Yeah.
It really does.
Of course.
So, of course.
Barry, we're going to talk about
every
all.
Every day should be.
Oh. We'll talk about the Mustard Museum, Mustard Fest in just a moment, but I've got to know, Barry, what is it about mustard that has inspired you to donate your life to this condiment?
Well, you can blame it on the Boston Red Sox.
Oh,
you really
wow.
can. Because 1986, they were in the World Series. They were so close to winning it all. And of course, I'm originally from Massachusetts. And I really thought, finally, I could see the Red Sox win a World Series in my lifetime. But, of course, they snatched victory or defeat from the jaws of victory and or whatever. And they lost. And I was so depressed. Even though I was here in Wisconsin, I went to Woodman's on the east side at the time. And I just wandered, 2:30 in the morning. I said, I need a hobby. And when I was in front of the mustards, I heard a voice that said, if you collect us, they will come.
Oh.
And that did it. That's when I started collecting
dark mustards. That's beautiful.
I can almost see the halo. I can almost see the halo of light in the mustard aisle at Woodman shining down on Bob. Da-da.
It did.
Take me away, Bob.
Wait, did it sound like Charlton Heston?
Oh. Yeah, it did.
A good, deep, low voice. Right?
There you go. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Wow. So a lot has happened since that very day when you were inspired by mustard. Give us the short story.
Well, the short story is I quit my job as an assistant attorney general for the state of Wisconsin. And in 1991, I quit. In 1992, we opened the museum in Mount Horeb. Mm-hmm. We then moved 2009 to Middleton, where we are now. The museum is itself a nonprofit organization like most museums. Mm-hmm. So we're totally separate from the gift shop. So please, please give money, right?
Oh.
And help support the Mustard Museum. And we've been doing Mustard Day for 33 years, first Saturday in August.
Oh, my God.
And, that's amazing.
How long has mustard been around?
We know it was around at the time of the Egyptians when they were chewing mustard seed. It was actually probably invented by an Egyptian by the name of Ralph.
Ralph the Egyptian.
Ralph, I think was his name.
Yeah. Ralph Mouth discovered mustard.
Ralph the Egyptian. Right?
Oh, my gosh.
But we also know that the Romans had mustard, the Greeks had mustard, and the French, of course, discovered or invented Dijon mustard in the 13th century. So, and it's been the same ever since.
All right.
So it's grown, and so now at the Worldwide Mustard Competition, we have 19 categories of mustard.
Oh.
And, because mustard is not one-dimensional.
Right.
I mean, there's Dijon mustard, deli mustard, honey mustards, garlic mustards, fruit mustards, veggie mustards.
What's
mustard
the weirdest one or strangest? I shouldn't call mustard weird.
Strangest. There is one with nettle leaves in the collection. I've not tasted that one.
I have nettle leaves grow to my backyard. I can't pull them because as soon as if they touch your skin, they burn you.
Ew, wow.
They do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Really weird stuff.
This is a hot
it's in
mustard.
The collection. I've not tasted that one. But there's a lot of things you can do with mustard. I mean, some of the things are a little weird. Mustard soda. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've tasted that. It's awful.
What's your favorite?
That's okay.
What's your favorite mustard?
Oh, my favorite mustard. You know, who's my favorite child?
Oh, yeah. It's sad. Okay.
You know, we're going to have the worldwide champion this year. It's called Kelly's Gourmet Mustard. It's a deli mustard. Mm. And Kevin Kelly is going to be there at National Mustard Day, along with Plockman's Mustard and Gorman Thomas, you know, Storm and Gorman.
Awesome brewer's player.
He makes a mustard sauce.
He makes
a mustard sauce, and he's going to be there at Mustard Day. And Janice Ringhand, who's a senator in the state legislature, she's going to be here with her mustard. So we're going to have a lot of fun there. I mean, yeah, the John Messina Band, Frank Martin Bush and the Names are going to be there. We've got a 50-50 raffle drawing.
What's being raffled off?
Well, half of the proceeds. So last year was over $600.
$50
was the top prize.
Yep. Ooh, so, yeah,
we got a lot. And then, of course, we're going to have the Poop on You fight song. Because Poop on You, of course, is America's Mustard College. So we'll be singing.
We have to get that.
Is that like an anthem for mustard?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. On our hot dogs, on our bratwurst, mustard is so cool. Never mayo, never ketchup, they're against the rules. Clean and gold and mellow, yellow, smooth, rough, sweet and hot. Fight, poop on you, we'll fight and eat some lunch.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Bob, that's awesome.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Barry. My goodness. Oh, my God, okay, Barry. That just made everybody's week, I think. Or month, maybe. That was awesome.
I got so excited. I just called Barry Bob, and I apologize, Barry.
Well, Ralph. Ralph?
Ralph, maybe. Bob, yeah. Ralph the Egyptian.
Oh, there's something in the mustard, I think.
I think so, too. Oh, all right, Barry.
Well,
there could be. So the National Mustard Museum is located on Hubbard Avenue in Middleton.
Right next to the Hubbard Avenue Diner.
That's right. Perfect. Great place to eat, by the way, for breakfast.
And I bet they have mustard.
I bet they do, too. August 5th, that's Saturday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Excuse me. John Messina Band. Frank Martin Bush is playing. There's a 50-50 raffle to help the museum out. You might win some cool prizes, too.
And all the guests he's having.
What about guests of honor?
And
what about the blue accordions?
And also games, live music. But in addition, we've got a lot of games for kids of all ages. Mustard ring toss, the spinning wheel of mustard fortune, mustard bowling, lucky mustard dice,
bowling.
Fishing for mustard. Lots of great games. Fun.
You guys,
I gotta tell you,
I love you and all, but I think I want to go work for Barry.
No doubt. I'm coming with you, Terry.
Man, this is good stuff.
I love mustard.
I know you do.
I love mustard. Mm-hmm. I have a new appreciate. I'm going to Woodman's after the show.
And maybe,
just stand in the aisle.
It will come to you as well.
Barry, thank you so much for the time today and for the great chat. And we'll see
and
you
the
at
song.
Mustard Fest. And the song was great.
See you on Mustard Day.
Yes.
Okay. Hasta la mustard.
August 5th, everybody.
Let's do
August 5th.
Yep. August 5th. And you can see Frank Martin Bush. Here's his brand new song, Sunday Morning Come Down. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, that was fun.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I'd had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. And I fumbled through my closet, through my clothes to find my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, and I stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. Well, I smoked my mind the night before on cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid cussing at a can that he was kicking. Somewhere
head down the street. I caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken, and it took me back to somewhere, something I think I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In a park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl. Was swinging, and I stopped beside a Sunday school and I listened to the songs they were singing. Somewhere far away, I heard the sound of a lonely bell ringing, and it echoed through the canyon like a disappearing song from yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of that sleepy city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet. She said that things can get tough, it happens every day, but when they're going good, in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet.
Look out! empty, some see a glass half full. She said, now don't confuse yourself believing all that bull. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet. Every day, so when they're going good, don't stand in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravy train is rolling, don't drag your feet.
Radio, we are local music with the Blues Disciples and Gravy Train there. The interview with Barry has just got me all mustered up right now. I cannot wait to go to the Mustard Isle in Woodman's.
Oh, you hot dog.
Mustard Fest happening Saturday, August 5th, 10 to 4 out in Middleton. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff happening. Steepwater Band's joining us next hour. Also, we're going to talk about the Sugar Maple Fest here soon. And I don't know what else we're going to do tonight. We're going to have fun. That's what I'm going to say. If you want to get a hold of us on social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and you get the website up, civicmedia.us. Make sure you get the podcast there. You can listen to the podcast. You can also get the app. It's all at civicmedia.us. Let's do some After August now. Witch of the Sea from their Tempest album. It's Maxi Gridio broadcasting across Wisconsin.
Storm.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT.
ABC News. Always on just